The McClymont Sisters are Australia's latest musical export. Sam says their three-part harmonies and soaring vocals have developed over a lifetime of performing together.
Well, we've been singing ever since we were very, very little. Mm-hmm. And it was solo and also singing together. And we kind of always knew that we liked singing together, but it wasn't until we finished school and we could all put 110% into the band that we decided to go forward with this trio and write songs and make music together.
Their most recent CD, Wrapped Up Good, features music written with songwriters in the U.S. and Australia. But according to Brooke, finding time to write songs can be challenging for the sisters.
It's actually really hard to pin us three down alone when we're not on the road touring. So, you know, we go to Nashville and we write with, you know, all the songwriters in Nashville as well as Australian writers as well. But we kind of have to book in time together mm-hmm. to work together.
Get on the schedule.
The Country Music Awards of Australia have honored the McClymonts four times as the group of the year, and they look forward to having similar success in the U.S. Their popularity is growing, and Molly credits their American fans with picking their newest single.
I could be a cowboy, but that would mean leaving.
It's actually a song called I Could Be a Cowboy, and the three of us wrote it with Nathan Chapman, who produces Taylor Swift, and we didn't think of it as a single in Australia when we put out this album last year, and but it's the highest selling on iTunes of our album for America, so we're listening to the audience.
Taking every breath, taking every minute.
The McClymonts have spent most of the last year focusing on the U.S. market. But Brooke says living in the U.S. poses some challenges.
Driving on the other side of the road, it's become, you know what, I'm just confused now.
Yes.
Because we've been, you know, living here and back and forth, you know, over Christmas mm-hmm. and all that. And it's taken me a while now to, when I go home, going,
I guess what side I literally now...
in both countries have to look left and right. I don't care what side of the road I'm on. I just constantly do the double check.
Over here in America, we found people really embrace new artists. It's kind of been wonderful. When we go to a festival or a fair, people have actually Googled your name and listened to your songs on YouTube and already come with your photos and music ready for you to sign. Like, they're actually really interested.
You got me wrapped up. You got me wrapped up.
Sam, Molly, and Brooke are playing shows in Australia before launching a summer tour in the U.S. and releasing their third CD, Two Worlds Collide. I'm Larry London, VOA News.
It's better than the weather anytime.